Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's a Friday. We love Fridays. You wear the Hawaiian shirt. You ring the bells. You get going. You talk about sports. It's what we do. The Indianapolis Colts coaching search got a little bit simpler yesterday. One of the favorites of the search removed his name from consideration. He's going back to his previous job. He had interviewed elsewhere. It's not a thing against the Colts. It just said he wants to stay in Dallas. We're going to talk about him. We're going to talk about some of the other guys who are in the running for this job. In a Twitter poll I put out in the field yesterday afternoon, what are the results? Who do Colts fans, you, who do you want as the next Colts coach? The process of the interviews is going to continue. People are saying, boy, the Colts are sure taking their time. Like the Panthers got Frank Reich done like that. They hired him about as quickly as the Colts fired him, which is a little bit odd. The Colts process, this is a marathon, and it really doesn't matter at this point who the Colts coach is. So we can just put all that. There's no hurry, Murray. They're going to try to get it as right as they can, given the construct of the front office as it currently exists, right? You got Chris Ballard, who would like to hire who he wants to hire. You have Jim Irsay, who's going to hire who he wants to hire. And you have Jim Irsay's daughters, who are playing a role in this thing, because at some point they're going to take over the operation of the team, and they got to know how this stuff works. These are fascinating times for the Indianapolis Colts. Does it really matter who the coach is at this point? No, it does not. The coach has no responsibilities at this point. All you're doing is post-mortem stuff. You're going over tape trying to figure out who's good, who's bad, who you're going to keep, who you're not going to keep, who you're going to offer as a free agent. But the front office can take all of that, take care of all that crap. They don't need the head coach to do it. Indiana tomorrow night, huge game, chance to win five in a row for the first time since 2016, the last time that the Hoosiers won a Big Ten title. Tom Crean was the coach. They won five Big Ten games in a row twice that season. We'll see if they can get it done against Chris Holtmann and the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Buckeyes, do not underestimate the Buckeyes. You look at the Buckeyes and where they stand in the Big Ten, and you look at that 11-9 record, and you say, oh, it's a home game in Simon Scott Assembly Hall. It's easy. No, it isn't. Pacers, they host Milwaukee tomorrow night. Milwaukee, an 8-point favorite against the Pacers. Game, of course, will be on Bally. Getting close to February when Halliburton is going to come back. I want to talk about that and what this team kind of is at this point, 13 days before the trade deadline, and what is going to happen to Miles Turner. We'll talk about that. This is Breakfast with Kent for Friday, January 27th, 2023, brought to you by the great people at BUSR. And if you will excuse me, I don't like reading during these things, but this is quite a thing. All right, and this is new from the people at BUSR for people who watch this channel. All right, exciting news. BUSR is offering a winner-takes-all giveaway where one lucky winner will receive a $1,000 free bet. $1,000. All you have to do is make a minimum deposit of $100 within 24 hours of signing up using the link in the description of this video, and you're eligible to win. The giveaway is going to close on February 6th, the week of the Super Bowl, so you'll have plenty of time to place your bets and win some money. The winner is going to be chosen randomly from all the accounts that meet the live requirements, as well as you're going to get a congratulatory phone call from the BUSR folks. plus a mention from me in this video. So what are you waiting for? Click on the link below, head to BUSR, and get in on the action. Good luck to everybody. I hope you win. And yes, I'm talking to you. All right, hit the subscribe button, hit the like button. The bell will alert you every time we go live, which is a cool deal. And if you want to make a donation, you make a donation. It's no bother. There's nothing wrong with making a donation. All right, Dan Quinn has removed himself as a candidate for the Indianapolis Colts coaching job. He's the defensive coordinator of the Cowboys. He's removed himself as a candidate for all the jobs this time around. Says he has unfinished business in Dallas. That means maybe that Jerry Jones threw some more bread at him and said, hey, don't take any of these jobs. We love what you've done with the defense. We are not going to lose you because you have you lust after the Arizona, Houston, or Indianapolis jobs. Not going to happen. So Jerry ponies up. Dan stays. No problem. Edgero Evero, he interviewed yesterday for the second time. He is a really impressive dude, man. I'm telling you. You know what? You would think that the defensive coordinator of the Broncos, who are not a tremendous team this season either.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You would think that person would have a tougher time getting a head coaching gig because of the lack of success of the team he just coached. No, this guy's really, really sharp. He would be a great head coach and is going to be a great head coach, but will it be for the Colts? I really think that they need an offensive coordinator. You look at the remaining coaches in the tournament right now. You got four coaches. They are all of offensive lineage. All of them. I think you win today in the NFL with offense. You don't win with defense. If you hire a defensive coach, you better be able to knock it out of the park hiring an offensive coordinator. And I don't know that the Colts are going to be able to do that. And for people who talk about Shane Steichen and say, hey, we don't need a younger version of Reich. How about a version of Nick Sirianni? Would you like a version of Nick Sirianni? Yes, please. I'll have that. Why in the world, if the Colts were going to fire somebody, why didn't they fire Reich and hire Sirianni? Maybe Sirianni wouldn't have taken the job. Maybe Sirianni would have said, hey, I love Frank Reich so much that I'm not going to take his gig. Guys generally don't do that. You find a stand-up guy like that, a friend like that, you hold on to him like grim death because there aren't many of those. But Shane Steichen is a real deal guy. Brian Callahan, the OC for the Bengals, real deal. Mike Kafka, OC for the Giants. He's the guy my name keeps going to. It goes to Steichen. And Callahan, I don't know because, look, you got Ty Higgins, right? You got Tyler Boyd. You've got Ja'Marr Chase. You've got Joe Burrow. You've got Joe Mixon. What? That's a team that's put together with weapons. They drafted from the outside in. They got no offensive line with the injuries. None. It's a JV unit offensive line, but their weapons are stout. And guess what? They're in the AFC Championship game. You can put it on my gravestone. We are going to build from the inside out. Okay. All right, Tex. You run that up a flagpole and see who salutes your 4-12-1 record. All right? Goodness sake. You can't walk up to the microphone, say it's my fault, and then defend your dogma for 38 minutes. You can't do that. It doesn't make sense. Makes you look nutty. And I like Chris Ballard a lot. Anyway, the process of the interview. Oh, I didn't tell you the Twitter poll, the results of the Twitter poll. Jeff Saturday, 12.3% of Colts fans want him as a coach. Shane Steichen, 10.8%. Brian Callahan, 32.5%. Anybody but Saturday, 44.4%. That's with well over 300 votes. So, yikes. Jeff Saturday is really kind of this polarizing figure now. He's the nicest guy in the world. And he's become this polarizing figure where Colts fans are saying, if they hire him, I'm out. Which I don't believe. Fans say that all the time. Rarely do they follow through. Jeff Saturday, if he gets a job, I love Jeff Saturday. Jeff Saturday is a great dude. And one of the most real people, one of the most authentic people, and that's why he was good on in broadcasting, whether it was radio or TV, he is authentic to the core. And that's what a great leader, that's where it starts. It's not where it finishes, and that's not the only quality necessary of a really good head coach in the National Football League. Does it really matter who the coach is, right? They got no quarterback. So what do you do about that? You have to have a quarterback to play winning football. But they're going to get one with a 4th overall pick or by trading up. Jonathan Taylor is going to be back. And he's going to be back at 100%. That high ankle is going to heal. Shaquille Leonard, we hope that he's going to be back at 100%. And if he is, and if he projects to be back, somebody else can overpay for Bobby Okereke, who I really like, but is a free agent. How much are you going to pay for another linebacker, when you've got Zaire Franklin, who led the team in tackles last year and set, I think, the Colts' all-time record for tackles, if I'm not mistaken? It's a good question. We'll see. I don't think they're going to miss their free agents, and I think Kenny Moore is gone. And I don't think they're going to miss him because he's kind of a scheme-specific guy. And so maybe the Bears take him in a trade because Eberflus loves him. Indiana tomorrow night against Ohio State. That game, 8 o'clock on Fox 59. Ohio State's lost 6 of their last 7, but 4 of those 6 losses, they came by 3 or fewer points or in overtime, which means they were tied at the end of regulation. And in that game, Ohio State lost by 4 in overtime. This is not a bad basketball team. They are ranked 20th in KenPom. Indiana's ranked 23rd. Indiana, 3.5-point favorite. But I'm telling you, do not take Ohio State lightly because they've lost 6 of their last 7. It happens to teams. Chris Holtmann can flat coach. They got guys who can play a little bit, and we're going to see how well they play and see how well they respond to the rabid environment that will be created by the fan base at Simon Scott Assembly Hall. I'm demanding the roof be blown off the place by the noise of the fans. Can we do that? I don't think so. I don't think we really want to because it's cold out. If it was summertime, if it was a beautiful day, sunny and 75, blow the roof off. Get it out of here. But not when it's going to be like 18 degrees out. No. How about Trace Jackson Davis? Trace Jackson Davis, since taking the 2 games off against Kennesaw State and Elon, I believe, took those 2 games off to kind of heal up, get fresh. Since then, and that's really this calendar year. So in 2023, here are his averages. He is averaging 24.4 points per game, 14.4 rebounds per game, 4.3 assists, and 4.4 blocks. All against Big Ten competition. Are you kidding me? That is awesome. I thought when he was named a preseason All-American, I was like, geez, every year these guys vote Trace Jackson Davis into a preseason this, preseason that. And then he plays like, kind of indifferent. Not this time around. This time around, he's balling out and 36.7 minutes per game during that period. Pacers host Milwaukee tonight. It's fun to see Giannis, right? Bobby Portis isn't going to play, and that's a big loss for the Bucks. But they've got Middleton, they've got Giannis, and so off you go. And we hope for the best for the Indiana Pacers. We'll see what happens. Pacers, fun to watch even without Tyrese Halliburton. So what's going to happen? Pacers under 500. They are in the play-in little deal as things stand now. They're probably going to lose tomorrow night to drop another game under 500. We got 13 days until the trade deadline. What's going to happen? I will tell you what's going to happen. Miles Turner is going to be traded. Period. Kevin Pritchard knows he must trade Miles Turner, and he is going to. Thanks, Miles. Appreciate it. Enjoy your life in LA or Dallas or wherever you wind up. Birthdays today. Let's celebrate some birthdays. Birthdays. All right. Lauren Underwood, happy birthday. Joy Hunter, happy birthday. Howard Pinto, the great Wes Woodward, celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday, Wes. The great Lenny Mattella, happy birthday. The great Dan Dockage told me a story about Lenny Mattella and his parents. His parents sat right behind the bench one game, and they asked never to be seated there again. I think he's told that on the air, so I'm not betraying any trust. Brando Calrissian, a terrific programmer of all kinds of radio. Tarina Nefkirch, Brad Guillaume, and Nancy Rose, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate someone else. And that's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Lift people. Don't drag them down. Let's go. Let's have a great weekend. Go Hoosiers. And let's get January behind us. We are so close to being rid of this terrible month and entering the most beautiful month in the entire calendar, my birthday month. We'll talk to you later today inside Indiana Sports Now and in a couple of minutes on Bloomington's Voice 98.7 WGCL. You can go to WGCLradio.com. Click to listen. I'm on from 7 to 9. Let's go.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.